one to another. Okay. So we understood that the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyas Shema is not going to just go over what he already said in Hilchos Yisurabim. Repetitive. So in Hilchos Kriyas Shema is saying what's not in Yisurabim. Yisurabim is general prohibitions. And in Kriyas Shema, presumably there are additional prohibitions. Okay. So in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, we have to learn the following pshat. Assuming, as Rabbeinu Manoach seemed to have assumed, that the Rambam meant to say, yeah, can we write it right in front of us? Can you read it in the back? Is it big enough? What do you say? Can you read it? Just move up a little bit. Can you Mordechai, you can read it over here?
Yeah.
Pirush Rabbeinu Manoach, the Mashkatz of Rabbeinu, Kol Gufo Yisha Erva, Hanabein Yodel Ponel. Unbelievable. He takes the Rambam literally. Kol Gufo Yisha Erva. Her pinky, her face, everything's an Erva. How do you survive? Then, watch this. Forget the expression. In other words, not enough, you don't see it. To turn around, which is not more than so far away. Lav klumu. Unbelievable chumran Rabbeinu Manoach. And Rabbeinu Makor Chaim understands that as well. Listakel also the kriyash afilu pochas mitevach uvetevach avi erva. The also the kriyash mekanegda afilu im malamayim. You close your eyes. Lecha Yehuda, Racha Shulchan, etc. So again, Rabbeinu said, according to the Rambam, the way they understand it, it's tzvei dinim. There's one din of a makom which is normally supposed to be covered. That's an erva mamish, like chalila, like naked. When it comes to that, it's not enough that you don't see. Closing your eyes won't help. It's mamish, turn your back, turn around completely. There's a second din of yisur v'stakel. The second din, if your eyes are open, you're seeing, is also even any part of the woman. It's mind-boggling. I'm asking you a shayla, when we get to this at the end of the Maramakomas, so the very, very end of the Maramakomas, you probably wonder, what's all kinds of funny things? What do you do with anything? The answer at the end of the Maramakomas is about the prohibition which exists of what we call in our language mixed seating in shuls, which is all connected to the same shayla. But Moshe has many shuls where he puts these two things together. And the question becomes, how do you have a shul where there's, even if you have a separate seating between men and women, but if the men can see the women, it's a disaster. Rav Moshe tries to downplay that. It's not so bad. Rav Moshe is a big maker in that shari. He's the famous Aruch HaShulchan, which we'll get to, the world famous Aruch HaShulchan, that people don't go, whatever. But Pashut Shalakwanto is saying, forget the hair. You see a face, you can't say Krishna. That's what it sounds like. Forgive me for saying such a thing. Isn't that the Rabbi Manoach saying Pshat and Rambam? That you're davening, and your shul is a low mechitza, glass mechitza, whatever there is there. I would say that, I'm sorry to say that the majority of the shuls that I go to, not necessarily my shul, the majority that I go to, you have it with a mechitza. You can still see the women. So according to this, they can be dressed like mamash satma. Doesn't help. Still wake up, burka. I'm not about to advocate that. So I'm advocating that they shouldn't be able to see the women during davening. That's my position. I'm giving you a way long in advance. Much the last Maramakomas group. We've got quite a way to go before we get to that. But the kids are comic attractions. That's what Rabbeinu Manoach says. Now, there are different. What's this doing over here in the Shinu Nuschos? Because it's in the Frank Laram, there's so many different Nuschos over here. What's this? Oh. I'm afraid to put the Rambam. I'll lose this.
No,
won't lose it.
Yes, you
How will I not lose it?
Because
it's gone.
It's
gone.
Yeah,
okay. Good.
Program, yeah.
I can't. I'm going to read you the Rambam. I wrote my Rambam. I'll just read it to you.
Really?
Yeah.
How can an etzvah katana be a problem if less than a tefach isn't a problem?
Oh. Ah, good question. How big is the finger? That's a tefach. That's a good question. Yeah, I think you just mean a good question. I can't answer that question. It means in any part of the body, which is a tefach's worth. I think you're right. Otherwise, it's correct.
And also, isn't it about like intention? Like if you look at something like less than a tefach, it's like the wrong intention. Like I think.
No, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says in the Sefer Brachos on Nefchal Dab, we saw that person mistakel, but that's only because it's called Kavanah Lehanos. He wants, he's interested in the beauty of that etzbatana, but that's going into his warp mind. But yeah. So you know, I'm gonna have to get. Let me do it your way instead of my. How do I get the Bar
Ilan? The E on the bottom.
E on the bottom is Bar Ilan. Let's see around. You'll help me get back here. E is no E.
Now just slide your mouse over.
Slide by mouse.
Yeah. Up.
Up, yes.
To the left.
Click on the right.
Click here.
Yeah,
oh.
That one. Yeah.
Oh, that is Moreno, Rabbeinu, you're teaching me a lot of good things. Let's read the Rambam, the Mishnah Torah. We have to check between the Rambam himself and the Shinui Nisqal, so it's going to go back and forth. You don't have a split screen yet. Honestly, if they have it in football, why can't we have a split screen over here?
We could.
We could, really?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Not yet, okay. We're going to need the screen because one of what the Rambam says and then the different Nuskos. Here's the Rambam that they're all fighting about. Watch this. Oh, here. It's one line. Just one, remember, from here to here. One line plus four words. That's all we read together. I think I almost to memorize it. Okay. B'chol guf ha'isha erva. Lefichach lo yistagel b'guf ha'isha k'shukore. Till now everything's fine. The first half. First 11 words is fine. No disputes, no nothing. Everything's fine at the end. Now how many words are left? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So we're most of the way through. We did 11, only 10 words left. But in these 10 words, there are two of them where the question is there a vav or no vav? Two words start with a vav. Right? The first word, vavilu. And the third word, vim. So the printed text has two vavs. Okay? I'll read it with the printed text. Vavilu ishta. So then you have to read like this. Choguf ish era vavilu ishta. Choguf ish era vavilu ishta. Choguf ish era period. I've tied this to the Franco. No punctuation here. Here's a comma, here's nothing. Should be a period here. Oh, it's not this. I tied it to Bar Ilan. Okay, I wonder if Frankel had a look and see what he has. Now, the last few words. Vim, not from all of them. Vim hoya megula tefach migufo loyiko kenegda. Now, assuming that we're saying that Tzvei Dinim over here, loyiko kenegda is very chomer, because tefach is like erva mamish. Mamish, erva. You have to turn your back. You have to turn your back. Closing your eyes won't help. The first half, Lo yistakel biguf isha shukori afilu ishto, is referring to presumably less than a tefach, and less than a tefach is not considered to have a status of erva. So therefore, to close your eyes, you're okay. But if you're mistakel, not okay. According to the Rabbeinu Manoach, it means the face too. So according to the Rabbeinu Manoach, if you're diving one of those shuls and there's a mechitza you can see right through, and you're saying shema, there's a woman right opposite you can see her in your line of sight. It's no good. Yes?
How does it mean the face if it's a tefach from the goof and the goof is more, is a different area?
Oh, but Rabbeinu Manoach understood, not like me. Kol guf ish erba, we read you before in Shiva Nischos. It means the hands, the face, the fingers, everything. I have my own pshat. I told you my own pshat yesterday. But I always tell you, people disagree with me. Now, I'm willing to tell you everything, I don't try to hide from you. Rabbeinu Manoach says, kol guf ish erba should be taken literally. Literally. Okay, literally. Now, according to the parish of Rabbeinu Manoach, the chaguf isha erva, the fichol eistakal beguf isha shukora afilu ishto. Period. Okay, so even your own wife. I have a question for Rabbeinu Manoach. Can you answer me this question, for Rabbeinu Manoach? I'm sitting at my table. I want to do birchas avozim, and my wife is sitting right opposite me. No good. What does this table look like? It's a chassidim made. The women eat in the kitchen. No problem. I'm trying to be real here. For a minute, he can't. I'm sitting here. My wife's sitting here. Can't bench. You know, a woman will get to it later.
There's no difference for your wife than anyone.
That's what Rabbeinu Manoach says. Now, there is a din. We'll get to that later on. The Ramosha, the truth about it, that a woman's not required to cover her hair in the house. So, two people living there, husband and wife, no one else there. Not required to cover. But if he wants the bench, and she's sitting opposite him, no good. So she put on a hat. This happens all the time, no problem. According to the Rebbe, she didn't have to put on the burqa. My wife doesn't own one, to the best of my knowledge. So what am I going to do? According to Rebbe Menoch, we're in trouble. If you think I'm reading it wrong, let me know. I think I'm reading Rebbe Menoch right. It's almost impossible.
And it would make a difference for Kriyat Shema as opposed to other?
No, Shema, Birchas Hamazon, all the same thing. It's all the same thing. Who's a Megill? The Ravid. And again, this halacha, this Perek Gimel, halacha Yud Zayin. No, Tezayin. So the Sar of the Frank of Rambam, called Rabbeinu Manoach. It's a Ravid. Who's it? Where do you find the Ravid? That's a Ravid, Rabbi Menoch says. Where do you find it? In the Ma'oros Vashlomo. Rabbi Menoch quotes from the Ravid in the Ma'oros. I don't have those sort of, I can't give. I guess you probably get it somewhere. They have not. I don't know if we can find them exactly. But I'm just reading it from the Rabbeinu Menoch on the side. They quote me on the side. That's a Ravid. Second, let me find it. Oh, the Gabi Ishto Poneo Yodeo Uvisar Chutz Mitzamasa Shedim Eskases Ein Choshen Bo Nei Sherogel Ben Below Torid Afilu Shabisha Acheres Osu. Rabbi has a pshara. To go to shul, the modern shuls, that you can't do. But the bench, when your wife's face is exposed opposite you, phew, the rabbi allows that. Baruch Hashem. Common, it's a good thing, right? What? No, as we said before, if her hair is uncovered, which she's allowed to do in the house, when there's no one else around except for her husband, she's not required to cover her hair. But if he wants the bench and she's sitting opposite him, she has to cover her hair. She has to look the other way. That's the thing. According to Rabbeinu Menoch, she has to wear a burqa, not just a tichon. So, you know, it gets a little bit, Baruch Hashem, the Ravid is making. But if you have company, you have someone else, your friend and his wife come to visit you on Shabbos, right? And she's no good. You can quote to the Ravid, it's quoted over here. I'm going to say, they took the Rambam's kol guf yisharva, kipshuta, okay? And he has a vav over here, the Rabbeinu Menoch had the vav. It's a different din. A tefach has a different din completely. That's a din of erev mamish. You have to turn around. That's just something you have to close your eyes. Okay? Fine. Good. Kein nira. Now, interestingly, this discussion, Rabbi Osak, continues. If you look over here in the tour, it's all in the Maram HaKaimus. First year tour. Right to the Bach. The Bach and the Aruch Chaim has something very interesting. Very interesting comment. Oh, okay. Let's take a look. Here we go. He's pointing from the tour. Tour, Tefach, Megula, Beisha, Bavokma, Shadaka, Lechasoso, Ostikos, Kriyash, Rekonegda. I feel the Beishta. Quotes the Gemara, which you see. Rambam. Afilu biyishto alma the mefarshim the Talmud the Kama the afilu biyishto aser miu af beena ishto nami Eino Osir, Elam Kane, but Tefach Magula, Lo Pomos Mitefach. If I'm saying Shema, and the woman opposite me, not my wife, and part of her body is exposed but less than the Tefach, it's okay. Hochimashi, Mashikosin, Bistab, Tefach, Bisha, Eva, Stab. The Becholisha Kamar, they never, the Kriya Shema, but Pomos Mitefach. Against, that goes Maimini, we had yesterday. That goes Maimini says, Dafke Bisha, be the Tefach. I'll be Isha Keres, I feel the Pomos Mitefach. Says the Bach, how do you like that? We knew it, Lo Kaim, Lanochi. Like a call a poskim, the dafka betefach usher. Why? Where do you get it from? Unbelievable. Behind the timer, the bemokum turfa, the mamish mokum erev of the woman mamish kipshuto, lohavi pochas mitefach. What an interesting. Unbelievable. But the mokum erev of the woman mamish, yes, the doctor, do they that, or you shouldn't find it yourself, yes, the doctor. How big is the mokum erev of an isha? They'll tell you it's a tefach. Oh, yeah, it's not to define what exactly it is. And that's how we know it. How do you like that? Let's go further. Ein lahakshes. Kevan dafilu b'isha cheres ein avas l'stakel b'shoa shakori krishma. Ela b'tefach b'gula. Al b'pochos b'tefach shari. Yeah. What do you mean? Hala avas l'stakel b'isha cheres afilu b'yetz b'ktana. What's going on? That's the Gemara's kasha, right? The Gemara answered b'yishto. B'yishto b'yimacheres shir tefach. What's the terrace? What's the terrace? Yesh Loma. Lo also listakel afilu betzbatana elok shemechavein liros. You want to look there. The oz nene. It's called listakel amanas lehanos. Even a pinky. What? Everyone has his own hanos in this world. His nene for the pinky, that is prohibited. Yisif betzbatana. Abel gabe kriyashma. Iki Surak Shemistakal Bishas Krishma, Afilu Eino Mechavin Klal Istakal Bo, Ela Roa Osolafi Tumo, Below Kavana. The Oz Eino Oso, the Krishma of Teva Magula. He jumped from one extreme to another. He went from a case of guys Mistakal having intention to have enough from it, to a case where somebody doesn't want to look there at all. He just says, what could he do? She's sitting right in front of him. Lefi Tumo, Below Kavana. And he jumped two steps, in my opinion, the Bach. I have two steps in between these two extremes. I have Mistakel with Kavana Lehonos. On the other extreme, I have Lefi Tumo. He doesn't want to look there at all. It's just, that's what's right in front of him. I have an in-between step, which is not discussed explicitly over here. You know what that is? Mistakel. You're intending to look there. Believe Kavana Lehonos. Rabbos, by a show of hands in this room, who has a female teacher in Yeshiva College? Anybody? So when she gives class, you keep your head down and look at your notes. You probably fail the class. How do you look at the professor? She's a female.
I don't know.
There you go. It's a tzarachim. The pashup shot is that what's also mistakel. She happens to be a beautiful teacher. That's half such things. Okay. And you look at your face and look to enjoy her beauty. That's a problem. A very serious problem. You're going to figure this. But no, you're not trying. You're looking at her because you want to see what she has to say, because that's the class you're taking over here. You're not interested in her beauty. Maybe there is no beauty. I don't know. I'm going to get commented on the individuals here. So be careful what you say. But in any event, that should be mutter. That's not what's really called over here, Rosa Lefi Tumo. That's his mistakaba. He's looking at her, but below Kamana. That's out of town explicitly in this box contrast. I'm just letting you know for informational sake. He took one case and the other, he left at the middle case. Right, you hear what I'm saying? So, obviously, for purposes of Kriya Shema, since we back left out the middle case, we have to be Machmir. So, we have to be Machmir, not only if he's looking at Kedei Lehonos, but if he's looking intently at that point, would be prohibited. What if a person looked at the Etzba Shel Isha? I thought it's only us if it's. If it's with Kavod Lehonos, again, it's a little bit of an issue with the Bach that the middle case seems to be left out. I think there is such a middle case. But that's what the Bach says in any event. Fine. That's what he says. This is Rabosai against the Rabbeinu Yonah. I think so. In other words, it depends. There could be three different levels. The famous Rabbeinu Yonah, let's see if I can get a few. It's probably on the wrong covers. Yes, it is. So we got Rif and Osa Kela, right? That's the way to go. Rif, or then Rishon, right? Grading on the brachas. Adrian, you Zion. Someone else.
Rabbi, for Kriyat Shema, though, isn't it automatically with Kitzuma? Because he wants to say Kriyat Shema now?
Ah, halavai, halavai. When he's saying Shema, he's so intent on the Shema that he forgets everything else. Ah, halavai, we should all be in the Madrid. Halavai. Watch this. Erva Vashash is also the question of Kriyat Shema, there's a glass in between. The glass of Mechitza won't help. Chotzer Avinu Hai Gom. Do I then the Chalisha? Shemegal the Teva B'malkom Shemechusa Shabba? She also the Kriyat Shema, the Teva Isha Erva? V'chein Eino Likros B'shoa Shemen Agenes Kolisha, it's not for now Kolisha. Abo, Keneged Poneo, O Keneged Malkom Shem Darach L'chassos, O B'shoa Shemedaberes Kedarka, in the Kel case, Mutter. Vafila B'shoa Shemen Agenes, someone was singing a niggin. Imuyoko lechave believer, let's feel also. Not that, let's try this next time. She'eno shomeo, so he doesn't hear him. He doesn't hear him. Who was that Rabbi Twersky's, when he said the answer for his brother? Who was there? No one was there? Can you hear what he said? No one was there. Should have all been there. He said an unbelievable word. Can you say? He said he was talking about his brothers, the Hashem Yom Dama. He said, you know, his brother didn't talk about himself, but you can measure the person by who the others he talks about. Well, the father said about the Brisker Rav, the Chron of the Rav, that the Brisker Rav would daven Shmona Esrei a little bit of a loud voice. That's what my Rebbe did also. They get an aliyah, they do it loud. They don't know about whispering. The Brisker didn't whisper. So I remember I used to lay and the Rav used to get an aliyah. Oh, yeah. It's whatever. So the Brisker Rav was once davening, yesterday was a Rosh Chodesh. The Brisker was davening Rosh Chodesh, and I heard, he forgot Yalav Yovo. He heard everything he said. Went from Ritzay to Sam Zena. So he's a guy, he says, Yalav Yovo. Yalav Yovo. He said, Yalav Yovo. So someone had the temerity, of course, his word, to pull his kapota and say, Yalav Yovo. Finishes from that's right. After he finishes, it says, the Bechila, the Rav, was with the guy Yalav Yovo. I said, why did you tell me? The Twersky Shlita said, those know the history of this terrible, terrible, terrible murder in Arnof a while back, that the killer, Yemach Shemo, came in and he right to shot two people to the left. The Ritversky and Hashem Yom Damo. It was somebody else. I think it was what was the name? One of the two people was right away. He says he'll never know. Well, no one will ever know. When the guy came in, he started yelling out. What did he say? Tabuch Yadu. There was some kill all the Jews. Right, slaughter the Jews. That maybe there was no time to react. But if you ask me, Rabbi Twersky said, his brother never heard it. He never heard it. Sure, not time is possible to be such a Madrega. I don't know about you. I'm very far from that Madrega. I hear everything. Whether I like it, don't like it. Someone's cell phone is vibrates in his pocket, I hear it from the Lashon Ezra. True. But still, we're not in such a hard Madrid. So we'll see. Watch this. That's my call. Watch this, but what's the equivalent? V'eino meisim libo eleha mutter. Eino lasa kriyasa. V'chein! K'shemagula tefach. Eino aser, ela k'shemistakabo. Abo b'ri'iyo bi'almo mutter. What does it mean, Ria Bam? In my opinion, Ria Bam is not I'm a stakel shalom amanas leheros. No. It's an in-between stage. Right? There's mistakel b'kavon leheros. That's also even as b'tana. Then there's mistakel shalom b'kavon leheros. which on the normal conditions is mutter b'ponel be'etzvatana shela, but during Shmoneh Esrei Krishna it's aser, and it's the lowest level, Ria Bialma, that's mutter. She came with your line of sight, garnished, like somebody's singing, you don't even hear her. What do you mean you don't hear her? Of course you hear her. And a Mason Libo left. The Briskov didn't hear her, but normal mortals would hear her. But they could somehow, even I don't think I can do this either, Natan, they could hear her, but they don't pay any attention. It's also a Madrega. We're very, 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 very far from the Briskov. But even this middle level, I'm not sure if we can attain that either. Let's look ourselves in the mirror. I mean, let's not consider ourselves big tzaddikim, my boy son. Gotta be, you have to be makos for kindly. You have to know who you are, right? Okay, fine. This is what it says over here in the Rabbeinu Yom. So the Bach is clearly against Rabbeinu Yom. Back to the Bach, he's against Rabbeinu Yom. There are many against Rabbeinu Yom. It's a chiddush Rabbeinu Yom. The Bach seemed to have said no. The Bach said, "I feel ainu miskamin klal istakavo el shiroa also lefit tuba below kavana." Right? Then it's either us for the Krishna, Ella Mitteva Bagula, but they don't start us at all. This kind of situation. Now, let's cast it back to the tour. The top, the big print is the tour. Tefa Magula Beisha Vamaka Shadaka Lachas also. Also, Likwas Krishna Kanegda Afila Beisha. As I state the tour. Okay? So, what is the word? What does it mean? What does it mean? So the Bach understood it, right? Not the Beis Yosef. That Poneo V'Yodeo Leslonbo. No problem. Against Rabbeinu Manoach. Against Rabbeinu Manoach. It's all against Rabbeinu Manoach. That's what we just read that through reading, right? There's no problem with Poneo and Yodeo. It's not a problem whatsoever. Here we go. Watch this. Bala hoti ponea biodeo raglea bayores haokam yochev. So the ola raglea him a gulen. Then us the quas connecta. The east said, I feel like a ponea and ami usser. Lom lele me, my tell me, sherbo. Lemestam. Also the quas creation connecta isha. Do I call isha the fabus ponea biodeo magulus? Hey, you know about burkas in the box town, Bachlas in Poland. Right? Elevada ain east of the mama should back on the fasoso. It's shot in the tour, as how the Bach learned, as how the Beis Yosef learned, a double poshet. That's how he understands that way. And what about the Rambam? And what about the Rambam? What about the Rambam? There is a Rambam. Okay, but he learned shot Rambam the same way. Quote the Rambam. Same shita. Let's shot the Rambam that way as well against the Rabbeinu Manoach. Against Rabbeinu Manoach. When is a tefach usher? Only when b'makom shedaka lechasoso. Rambam says, where is it? Here too. It seems to be going with that the Tefa Magula means only B'mokom Shadaka L'chasoso, Pshat and Tur, and Pshuli Pshat and Rambam the same way. Don't machlok between Tur and Rambam according to the opinion of the Bach. Moshe Pshat is exactly the same thing. Now get to the problem. The problem is, Rabosai, what do you do with the words Kol Guf Yisher? We enter the Rambam. Go back to the Rambam. Go back to Ram, see what it says. Rabbeinu Manoach said it means kol guf yisharev, it means the hands, the feet, the face, everything. So not that way, what do you do? What you do? First of all, let's look in Kesef Mishnah. He's Rabbi Yosef Kar, it's Yosef Kar, same person. So what does Kesef Mishnah say in this Ram? Here we go. Watch this. How does he know? Volition the Magula Dayakafi. How many says my Magula? Magula means it should be covered. Interesting Dikalush. Rami's over here, Magula. right? If I am a gula tefach, what do you mean if it was uncovered? Why it's uncovered? It's always uncovered. No, it should be covered. I like that deal. Because of Mishnah, it should be covered. Should be covered. Oh, so what does it mean? Kol gufa isha erva. Not true. It's a lie. Her face is not an erva. Her hands are not an erva. Her feet are not an erva. It's a lie. More than that, back to the Rambam. Rambam writes, watch. Rambam writes, "V'chol guf isha erva l'fichol lo yistagel v'guf isha shukorin." Okay. What does that mean? What does that mean? Get an impression of both sides that if it is not looking, just hasn't turned his back, that it's not a problem. And then he has a girsa, right? Watch this. This is halacha tezayin. Watch this. Ba'afil rishta. Ve is the verse above. Ve'im hoya megula tefach megufa. Well, you can connect it. What does it mean? It's not true. He says, go gufa isha. It includes the face. So it doesn't include the face. So what do the words mean? How do you get through this Rambam? So what does it mean? So maybe one can say the following shot. Watch this. Lo yistakel means even less than a tefa. Watch. Lo yistakel b'guf isha k'shukor afilu ishto means even what? Even less than a tefa is a problem. Hoya b'gula tefa. Migufa, then it's not enough. Not only is it an issue of the stakel, even an issue of being looking in the same direction. Closing eyes won't help. The problem is, it's against the Mefurasha Kesef Mishnah and Mechaber, for that matter. The Mechaber said in Siman Ayin Eis, as we saw yesterday, there's nothing wrong with reading Shema when the woman or the man is totally naked. Just close your eyes. This chat can't be true. What do you mean? We said, lo yistaka b'gul fa'isha shukari. But kafa b'gula is lo yika connected and closing your eyes won't help. Impossible. According to Rav Yosef Karas' own shita, even an Arab mamish closing your eyes helps. To meet the pel, I'm not sure Rav Yosef Karas does over here. I don't know. Now the Bach, going back to him, I believe he had the girsa as follows. Took out the vavs. What does it mean? Watch this. We made until now a big deal out of the double lashon. Lo yistakel and lo yikra connected. Being two different things, two different levels. You take out the vavs, it's all one big thing. Lefichach, Rabosai. Lefichach. Okay? Watch. Lefichach. Take out all the vavs. Everyone follow me? Lo yistaka v'guf isha k'shukore afilu ishto im hoya megula tefach megufa v'guf connected. Not two different things. It's one big, one wrong answer. Take out both vavs. That's how the Bachs have to learn. I don't see another way out. Take out the both vavs. It's all the same thing. And what happens, Rebbe Osai? What happens is that mistakel also means that he just sees, not with any intent, it's not closing it, right? And as a matter of fact, if you look back at, where can I get back my Yalkut? In the Shudu Nudus Chos.
It's about the red icon.
This?
Yeah. The one to the right.
Okay. So watch this. The different yourselves. Watch this. In. Watch. Afilu ishto. We have the first va afilu ishto. Im neksav yad, and the first one have vim. How do you like that? So there are many. He put them first. Frankel, the expert, is put this girsa first. Take out both gloves. Watch this. Pirish Abach The divra abeinu to bein beishto bein beacheres ein osel betefach. He says before osel is stuck on a field of etzvah tana. Hayle mechavein lirospo. He goes nene. He goes a field of below krishma. Abu b'mestaka below kavana osel rak bekrishma uvetefach. Uvetefach. He's a daik prima gona from the bach. That if you mistakenly red shma kenegdo is an iser, but eino chozer v'korin. Come to that a little bit later. That's an interesting question. Why? Ineim of the chozer v'korin kriishma. No, ineim of the chozer v'korin. Osir shabit pshitus. The betz paktana isura yiko avol eino chozer v'korin. Kem lavi erva rak betefa chozer v'korin. So the Hadabach held from chozer v'korin, then it's all those inferences would be incorrect. He doesn't alter it. Fine. Umavua, the mefarish mashakosim rabbeinu, the fichol lo yistakel, hainu tefach, as it says in the Sefer. Okay? Hainu tefach. Period. So the Bach presumably took out both vavs. Both vavs. Okay, fine. This is girsa of the Bach. Let's go back to the Rambam. Oh, why don't you do this? I go E. Coming back. Very good. Rambam links. Lecha Mishnah. See what he has to say over here. Lecha Mishnah also talks about this problem. It's all Pshat and Rambam. Watch. Koguf Ish Erva. Quotes the Gemara. Quotes the Gemara very nice. Meduhut Shechu Bi Gemara. Lu'ukmi Bin Ishto. What's it? Ishto the Krishna. Mashma dafka miyishto being in tefach of the kriyishma. Avo biacheres, afila biyetzbek tana osur. Avo biyishadava muad osnikos kriyishma ganegda, as Rabbeinu Manoach said. Back, remember what the Gemara said? The Gemara said, yileima. Etzbek tana is osur. Well, it says, biyishto the kriyishma. Why be Ishto the Krishma? Let it be some other woman the Krishma without Kavan Lehanas. No. Rabbeinu Manoach. So he says, Wow. The Ain't Svara Loma do I didn't bacheris. I forgot the stock of Betz Bakhtana also become the peaceful Krishma. Being on the. Being a what? Maybe. Being a Tefach, maybe? Maybe it means Tefach. Dim Kane, look by Afila Biacheris, I'm not the Ishto. Vidokak Loma, the Ishto, what's Loma, Afila Ishto. Why is it such a big Dokak? Because the Dokak, I think it's a Pshat, and it's a Pshat. It's a Dokak the same when the Gemara said, Be Ishto, the Krishna, I meant to tell you the Churm of Ishto. But the same Shia Tavim applies to other women as well. He calls that a Dokak. Why is it such a big Dokak? Alavada Kiramina, who's Vishneh, Mashkotz, Rabbeinu Tefach, who dafka mi Ishto. The only time you catch a break and you're allowed to see a tefach, and less than that is okay by Krishna, is only by your own wife. So that's a Rambam, that's the Pshat in the Rambam. According to Lecha Mishnah. It's an amazing Kiddush. How's it called the Lecha Mishnah? The Chagufa Isha Erva. The Fichalo Yistakel, the Guf Isha, Shukori Afilu, Vafilu. Vafilu Ishto. Vafilu Ishto. No. Period. New sentence. Vafilu Ishto. Im hoya magula tava mikufa lita connecta. Oh. Had the first vav, not the second vav. By how I meant, there are four possibilities. The Bach had neither vav. We haven't printed two vavs. The Lecha Mishnah had the first vav, not the second vav. So what does he say? Period. Like Rabbeinu Manoach. Nothing. Everything's us. Even Mashu's us. Etzba's us. Vafilu Ishto im. Think of that vav. His own wife. Im hoya magula teva magufa like a connector, but less than the teva of his own wife is okay. Ad kan, the pshat of the lechem mishnah. So they're now going to be four gear sauce. The Bach took out both vavs. The print has both vavs. The Lecha Mishnah has the first vav, not the second vav. The Kesef Mishnah seems has the opposite. What does the Kesef Mishnah say? The Chomtu for Yish Erva, L'fichol lo yistak la beguf ha isha kshukore afilu ishto. Period. Then it says, v'im hoya begula tefach migufa l'ka connecta. What does l'ka connecta mean? Even if you're not looking, even your eyes are closed. So a tefach is mamish an erva, and less than a tefach is not an erva mamish, so therefore you don't have to turn your back, but you can't look. And that applies even to your own wife. Again, we don't know how to reconcile this with the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch and the Siman Ayin Hay, and closing your eyes works even for erva mamish. But in any event, there seem to be four different yourselves. Poshup shot. The Lecha Mishnah may also hold like the Ravid. Kol Gufa Isha includes your hands and feet and everything like that, like Rabbeinu Manoch, as we said before. And your own wife, Tev Ravach Shiroga Lechasos. Because Tev Ravisha is Erva Mamash. Okay. So there are four Pshatim. If you look over here, he also has four Pshatim. But it seems to me that there's a slight problem. Let me first share the Kesef Mishnah one more time, and then we'll go back to our old friends in the Nusos. What's the Kesef Kesef Mishnah? Yes, I'm sorry it takes so much time, but every letter in Rambam counts. Even every word. What's the Kesef Kesef Mishnah? V'chol guf v'yish erva. Fine. Then he says, v'im hoya megul l'tefa. He has the first vav. He has these first and second. He has a second vav. He has a second vav. In the Shinui Nusos, he seems to say that the Beis Yosef is like a Bach, who didn't have any vavs. Here we are. Whoa. We have a press here?
Yeah.
So he has a Pirush of Bach. Okay. Then he has, and he says, he claims, HaBeis Yosef, like the Bach. I don't believe it's true. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Megula tefach hayda lova b'dafki b'mlokam mechusa. Megula deyakachi. And the Beis Yosef says more. Megula tefach megula legufa lirmos. The Mashin is bar b'samach b'yadeh ponev b'chomach m'shein derech l'chasos o'shari. It would be gufa means our body, not our hands, face, and feet. Same thing, but he just adds the next few words of the beard, right? Look at the Nishmas Adam, the halacha quotes. Rabbeinu said, "Lo yistakel atzima senayim is mutlik was Krishna neged gufa isha, rak neged erva mamish cause the bereish halacha at shiavs upon it. We should do guf, but isha ena elam drabon. Umevua the mefarish mashkotz Rabbeinu liikra connecto." Hainu below atzima seinayim. That's not true. He did it there. The low mahani atzima seinayim neged gufa isha. Chazaras ponik ma'erva mamish. That's how I think he's right. Nishmas Adam is incorrect. I'm not sure what his girsu is in Nishmas Adam. Then he says, "Divrei Rabbeinu kol tevach ha megufa afil mekomos ha megula is erva l'krishma." That's Rabbeinu Manoach. Right? Quotes Rabbeinu. Quotes the Bahag. Then the Ravid is making the Malkum Sanua Shema. But according to Rabbeinu and the Bahag, no. He's not Madak to the Maran's Girs of Megula Dak Makon Mechusa. I think he's right. I mean, two ways to take a shot in the Rambam. I'm not saying who's right. Then Rabbeinu Manoach says, we said this, we read this before. Then the Lecha Mishnah says, Rabbeinu Machalek Ben Ishto La Acheres. The Beishto Dafka Tefach Uvacheres Achid Abachus Mitefach. Yeah, Gula Tefach Hainu Dafka Beishto. And he quotes the Lecha Mishnah. No, it's against the Rambam because he says Vafilu Ishto Vim Hoya. He had two vavs. Should have taken out the vav. The answer is he takes out the vav. The Kash Lecha Mishnah. We have the Shigiris without that vav. That's no big deal. That's no big deal. This is the right. This Lecha Mishnah without the vav. We said the Lecha Mishnah, what does he say we said before? That the Mishnah has the first Vav and not the second Vav. That's the Lecha Mishnah's gears. Fine. Then he says, Adupsha, Okay, now Pikol and now Nita Lefarish the Nuschal Shafarei the Pirish Dalit the fourth shot. The Rambam holds up the Raivin. How do you like that? The Rambam and the Raivin get together. They're beautiful. Oh, Shalom Yisrael. Okay, what's that? Rabbi Yehuda quoted. What is that? What is that? That Kol Gufish Arba means Acheres Dafka. The Kol El Gam Yodel Ponel. The Gam Pomas Mitefa. And the Shabazel Yisrael Rak Istakim. As Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo Istakim Begufaisha Shukor means another woman. Then he says, Afilu Biyishto. If Haya Megula Tefach Migufa, Migufa only, they could connect though. Ishtavi Arba Dafka Mokom Shadaka Lechasoso. And if Rabbeinu said Megula, as the Beis Yosef said, only a tefa. Wow. A new pshat in Rambam. He looks at the writing. So he has four pshatim. What are the four pshatim he has? He has the Bach pshat, and he claims the Beis Yosef holds the same way. I don't believe it. Then he has the Rabbeinu Menohem pshat. Then the Lecha Mishnah pshat. And he has a pshat at the writing. Okay. Fine. That's what he says. Let's go a little bit further.
Shout out the Rabbi reading to which Gersa.
The Ravid?
Yeah.
That's Chaz which Gersa he means. This is the Fonenu. I think he means the one that's the printed text.
Those are both of us.
I think so. I think it's what he means. Oh. But assuming Rabosai, according to this, he can't daven in shul. Assuming that the average shul today is a kosher shul, and you see the woman, you can still say Krishma. Okay? What do you do with the Lashon Kol Guf Isha Erev? It's not my kasha. Rav Moshe has the kasha. Rav Moshe has the kasha. Rav Moshe asked his kasha, Rav Osai, in Or HaChaim. Take a look. I have to say, this Rav Moshe, that I'm going to tell you right now, No, it's an Ebenezer, I'm sorry. It's on the list of emotions, I think. No, it's not. I have to apologize. It's not. Well, I'm not sure which. Hold on a second. I think it's Or HaChaim. Let's go to Rav Moshe. I have to probably apologize. I don't think it's Rav Moshe's list of Makaros, okay? You'll add it. Rav Moshe has his kasha. Rav Moshe has his kasha. Or HaChaim, Chelek Dalet. I believe it's right. It's in the Tezvah. Let's see if I have it right. Let's see. Whoa, boy. A long children to have a fried green black. Rambam Sover, Af Neged Sar Noshin Nesuas Mutlik was Krishma, Metzavadin, because he doesn't mention Seir. Look for the word Rambam again. Oh, watch this. Udav Jim Skavan Lehonas, he's the Rambam. No. Rambam. I didn't know I looked for Rambams. I am Rambam. Paragim Mikrish Valokat Zayin. Shekosav. V'kol Guf Isha Erev. L'fichach Lo Yistakel B'guf Isha Shukori. Kotav V'kesev Mishnah. Dachim Mokam V'chusa Shabo. V'lish V'sev V'shekosav Rambam. V'hoya V'gula Tepach V'gufa. L'ikra Kenegda. D'ya Kochi. Kavanosa. Lo Shaykh Loshim Dim. V'hoya V'gula. L'mokam V'chatorach L'yos V'chusa. In Kain Tzorach L'hobi. My Kasha. Vashinoka the Rama Vachogu for Yisheva. The Mashmusu I feel about the Mamagule. My Kasha. So we have two Pshatim so far. Rabbi Manoam says, it means Eina Chinami. What's Rabbi Moshe say? If you've asked us, Beyati Nicha. The Be'etzem Kevon, the Hiru Osa, she is Chashem Erva. Hare Gama Ponim, Shuiki Yofi Shisha. Vakromisha Bechla, Becholei Varm, Shaponim, Atzavar. Here what's going on? The woman's faith really, Rabbi Menoch really should be right. He should be right. The Baruch Hashem is not right. Why not? Avol zeh shedarkon legaloso misalek shem erva mehen ve'ena bechal erva dekro lo yer bechal erva zavo. Yeah, vort. It really should be an erva, but the fact that the women all uncover it takes away the shem erva. I don't know. A big kiddush. Kesef Mishnah said that only the parts of a body which are covered is included in the Lashon of the Rambam. But what does it mean, Kogufi Sheherva? The words don't make any sense. The answer is like this. In theory, Kogufi Sheherva is Erva. But the fact that the women uncover them is Mafkia the Shem Erva. It's Abza Briska, Lovda Shetaychen Rambam. I'm saying, right, but how do you, that's what the Rambam means. For a Moshe to go to Lador. That's what the Rambam means. He meant with such a big, what happened before Brisk? He's saying, Pshala is, Kol Yeshiva, Gifu Yisha, it's Erev. But, if the women are uncovered, it's Mafkir Hashem Erev. So where do you see that in the words of the Rambam? How do you say, where is it? I don't see it. Therefore, I come to Marpshat, which is a Chiddush Nifla V'Nairah. Adam is divided between what we all the Rishonim said is Paneh Yodeh Ragleha and his Gufa. They both say every human being's body is divided into four parts. There's the head, there are the arms, there's the legs, whatever's left. I think the word for it today is torso, is that the right word? Would you use that word? Whatever's not your head, your arms, your legs, what is that? Is that the right word? I'm not sure what that is. T-O-R-S-O, is a word like that? That's how I would use the word. It starts at your shoulders, goes down to your, you know, to the top of the, towards the top, to the top of the thighs. That's called the torso. Right? Is that the right word to use? I want to shout around that way. The whole goof, he meant the goof as opposed to the ponin, yadayim, and raglayim. Now those three phrases, ponin, yadayim, and raglayim, are found all over Shas. Put it around in many places. Right? And Gufa is the opposite of those three things. So I want to make my shita. Kol Gufa Isha Erva means the torso. And therefore, go back to the Rambam. Let's go back down where you can. So read it my way. I have no one else in the world read it my way. That's my only problem. Maybe you look up the fancy Rambam. Someone said that to me? Kol Gufa Isha Erva. The Ficha. Lo Yistakel B'Gufa Isha Kshukare. Because it's rubbish, has the status of erva. Va'afilu ishta. The way begula teva v'gufa, gufa, liga kenegda. What does it mean? Either it means gufa mamish, right? Or maybe no. Maybe in this context, here the chol gufa ish erva means the torso. But then he says, and here when it comes to the torso, even your eyes are closed, it's a problem. Excuse me. Look. Let's cause it again. Lo yistakel b'guf isha kshu kore afilu ishto. This is presumably, I'm open to suggestions. How is the second part different than the first part? That's the question. If you take out the vavs. All right. Assuming that we have the vav, Kesef Mishnah had vavs, right? He certainly had at least one vav. He said, "We saw the Kesef Mishnah had a vav, right?" So the question is, I say, how do you read it? How do you read it? So perhaps we make the following. The torso itself, less than the tefach, Rav Elsai. It's less than a tefach. So you can't do it. Close your eyes. Less than a tefach, even no matter where in the body. It's never done in erva. Then it says, v'mhoya v'gula tefach, v'gufa. Then it's done in erva mamash, and it's not enough to close your eyes. You actually have to turn your back. That's why I want to take a shot. So remember we had a Teferish Shmuel yesterday? I don't want to put it on the board again, because it's hard to do. Yesterday's boards we don't have anymore, right? Let's save it 24 hours. Okay. He made a distinction. He said that it's a terrible thing that women are either megala zros or megala at samach ledodeho. Down to here. The fiani is daiti, I want to make a compromise. Because the Divrei Chamuda said it all depends upon the meaning of the women in that town. And the Teferish rule said, no matter what, whether she exposes her arms or her chest, if you will, it's going to be awesome for sure. I want to make up sure. She exposes some of the Dodeha, that's going to be awesome, even if everybody goes that way. That's good for you, Sharon, period. However, Torah, Pandeh, Yodeh, Barak Leha, that's only Imhoya Megula, the place which normally is Mechusa. So in other words, if you, I'm willing to accept the Kesef Mishnah's deal, but only if you want to use the word Megufa in the Sefer, it's not the same as Gufa Isha in the Reisha. Gufa Isha in the Reisha means as opposed to Pana Yodavaraga. Megula Tevah means Tevah HaMegula, which is supposed to be Mechusa, even in your arms, if that's the minute, or you can connect it. That's my pshar I want to make. That's my pshar. I don't know if it's right. I don't know if it's wrong. Don't know. So Rav Osai, this is what it says. I would like to discuss a few matters with you now before we go back to Masechta Ksuvos, which I wrote about here when I said from Brochus. There's a couple of highlights, which are mamash on point directly as far as this is concerned. I'm not going to go the whole thing. It's in Siman Tes Zayin in the Sefer. But if we're, you know, we're on this topic, we have to at least discuss it a little bit. Okay?
Rabbi?
Yes, sir.
According to Rav Moshe, is there such a thing as any objective area that
halacha?
Is that theoretically, technically,
we
should be...
We'll see that later. Rav Moshe should be an unbelievable machmir. He should be a maker based on what he said. Right? Based on Rav Moshe. Let's read our Moshe one more time. I'm going to flip. I'll flip. Where's Igris Moshe?
All the way on the left.
I see. Let's read our Moshe one more time. We used to do it quickly. There was.
Do we have a Moshe?
Yes, the car. Here it is. What does it say? The etzem came in the hero, so should take chosha v'erev a gai gama ponim, should be ikah yofi v'isha. Kroma shemeach b'chol imam, should be erev. El zeh shedarchon legalos misalek shem erev mehem, v'yena b'chol erev, b'kroos tib lo yerev b'chol erev as dover. Not included. Rashi in Chumash, erev as oretz, gili oretz, gili mekom at tmunos. This is a raya, mekora hera. Shnei makomos kotsa v'chein cholosh and erev ashe b'mikolosh and gili. Bechreach and the first erev as dover makomos agluyin. Shchein af shetam chashiv as erev b'sarishin. Humitam shemei vili dey hirur. Ikin gabim makomos agluyin. Einem b'klal akro d'osim b'divrei tor neged erev al makomos amachus and shavishin. Dafka layam mol atam lo makomos agluyin. Uvelo tam the mevili dey hirur lo hoya shayach l'karam erev af makomos mechusin. If he's davening she'echad yeshlo hirai they also gam above on the gula ye also the kodesh krishma will be yeshlo hirai below yes shem dava nami also the kodesh shisal gehura if yeshlo shisal with the harav kodesh yisha also the kodesh connect that to mechusa biyosa lo with the nerva gam below krishma yosa v'lano connect is the yisa hirai that's what he says so therefore he says say our nakash v'zvaneinu no problem. Nobody talking about a stare of a non-Jewish woman. Is that a problem? Not a problem. That's context. But you're asking, what about Moshe, if they walk around in all the shuls exposed, it should be such a rafkir shemer? Moshe does not say that. Oh, we have other chumas which we're going to quote. Okay. But Rav Moshe's fundamentally, you saw it from yesterday, which we thought was another poshut, is not so poshut. What did we say yesterday? Yesterday we said, Rav Moshe, we had to quote a tshuva, Rav Moshe says that two dinim. What are the two dinim? The two dinim are, Rav Osai, the two dinim are, one din is, v'nishmarta mikol dover ra, and one din is, lo suruch elevatim achrein eichem. Those are the two dinim. Okay. Watch. So what did Rav Moshe say? If you have kavanah l'shem zdus, l'sa surach elavakum achrei nechem, would apply. Otherwise, it's merely a matter of v'nishmarta. However, Rav Moshe, the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. Look at this. Watch this. Pachas mitevach. Rav Ashok begula, yesh omrim dafilu b'yishto pachas mitevach asad l'kos shnele, shuvokam hiri yosu b'shari varm. That was your part from yesterday. Who said that, we said? Who did we say said that? The first time was other women. So this is what I thought, the show would be a special din. Who's Tess? Tess? Bach! Oh, the Taz. We saw this yesterday. I showed you the Taz yesterday. Right? The Taz and the Shver the Bach said that way. Not bad, Joe. Not bad. Okay, yeah? Okay. Keep up the good work. Okay. Why don't you have an extra tab? Wasting tabs. Okay. That's what some say. Because there lo Ariel in the Krishma. The Yisrael Harbi posted in the cross to Megan Namagula, Philip below Machavan the Sakuli. I've been in the Yisrael Staklus, Luchuleyal Mahamistaka, the Isha, Philip Spectata, Kemish Mistaka, Lehonos, Ore Balavos, Sura Krei Nechem. Rav Moshe says this is incorrect. Rav Moshe says it's incorrect. The Sura Krei Nechem is only the Kamanus Nus. Here's no Kamanus Nus, it's Lehonos. It's only been a shmarta. Only been a shmarta. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be against. Well, you'll say Mishnah Berurah against Rav Moshe. Mishnah Berurah wins. He came first. He's greater. Well, let's take a look, and see. Back over here, I think it's. Do we have a special thing for Sefer Mitzvahs? What would that be? Sefer Mitzvahs Pirushim for Hashem. Smack. The smack is from the Bali Atosis. It's a really early Sefer. The smack in Mitzvah Lamed. Watch what he writes. Shalalosar acher ha'ayin, acherei nechem. Zez nus. Shalai yistakla b'noshim l'shem znus. Af al gav, the mimapik yistakla b'noshim mikrov v'nishmata mikol dovaro. Ha'hu yistakla b'noshim, shalol l'shem znus. Rakshanena v'yistaklo. Meiridik. Rav Moshe is mechavet to a smack. Black and white. Black and white. Black and Moshe. Beferish. Beferish mamish. Rav Moshe is mechavet to the smack. Mamish word for word. Against the Mishnah Berurah. Against the Mishnah Berurah. Apparently, Rav Osat. Apparently. He holds the Mishnah Berurah. That even the most mistakel, l'shem hanok, and chas v'sholom, lead to znus. Who would say such a thing? Stop the Yustakel, the lead to znus? How is that possible to say such a thing? Well, I have him here, the Alter Apostolim, Rav Osai, in Eben Ezer, that's where it's found, in Simon Chof Aleph, that's the Simon all about these violations. I read it to you. In Simon Chof Aleph, this Sifkot on Zion. This is not much fascinating. The Berhaitin quotes Harav Rabbeinu Yonah Kosa, the awesome Midoraisa. Where is this Rabbeinu Yonah? You can find it. Well, that's first. Let's open Shulchan Aruch Ebenezer. Let's go slow. Let's go slow. The smack is mefurish like a motion. Perish. Let's open Shulchan Aruch in Ebenezer and see what it says there. Simon Chaf Aleph. What does it say? Sarif Adam Misraka may Anoshim hold both. You also liquids be Adam of Iraq, it's coming from the Ramah. The limos main of the Echad may Arias. Also, this will give all the Hokkabos Negla. Ola Habit Biofia. Okay? La Habit Biofia. Can't look at her beauty. Let's focus on these three words. Can't look at a beautiful woman. Okay? Okay, let's see what we can find over here. We'll take a chance on Bayes. That's Bayes Shlomo. Yes. Harar ben Yonah Kosa. The Austin with the Raisa Shenemar. Like the Mishnah Brura. Can't blame the Mishnah Brura for not knowing about a smack. It's a very remote source. Does he know Beis Shmuel? Comes from the Shar Yeshuva, Shar Gimel O Samach Beis. So Machlokes is Gedolei HaRishonim, Rabbeinu Yonah on one side, the smack on the other side. Look at a beautiful woman without Kavanas Nus. The Balei Musa, it's true. Rabbeinu Yonah was from the Balei Musa, Mishnah Brura was from the Balei Musa. They held even in Stakel Shem Anot of Chalil Yidnez Nus. And the smack, and Rabbi Shem, the Balei Halacha, cannot be. The Stakel, the Stakel Yidnez Nus, it's only been the Shemar that we call Dover Rup. That's a Machalekas of Dolei Apostle.
How could anyone, like, observe that? Like, if you're just, like, walking in the street and, like, just, like,
no, no,
like, no,
no, no. The Stakel means to look at her beauty. You're just walking, you're not interested in her beauty. You want to bump into her, not just yet. But they're not interested in looking at her beauty. Hold on a second. This is the sugya. Okay. Now, what about, Rabbi Osai, what about istakla shelo l'shem hana? You get an impression, to her finger it's okay, but if you're afraid that istakla shelo l'shem hana with l'shem hana, it's awesome. Rabbi Osai, go back to your professor here in this worthy institution, who is teaching you a class, right? Have to be see. Have to be careful over here. What's Rabbi Moshe writes? As Rabbi Moshe writes, we saw before Rabbi Moshe wrote in the fourth volume of Aruch Chaim, or the first volume, very first volume. Interesting shout out. Look at this. Easter Stakas Menashim. Nishmatishli Stakas Misha Noah Philip Pnuya. Uve Shishisha Philip Mechuaris. I told you about yesterday, here you saw it in print. Rabbi Shkong about the Zohar Dafa. Ksubas Yudzayin, as we spoke about a while ago. Also the Stakas Bifnei Kala. Apishu Lechavva Baila. Right, we saw that. Rambam quotes it. Ebenezer, Rambam. I feel below Kavana Lehonis is also the stagel. Bit of a riot. Here's the answer. The Makomos have a gulos also dafka kshimachavan lehonis. Uva Makomos are dakan leos bechusos also becholofen. The question became, how did Rav Shimon ben Gamliel saw a beautiful woman and was spoiled about her? What about the Zohar says? What does it say that one of the Septa about the Zohar? I feel below Kavanah Lehonis is also the Stakel. Rashbag said, Ra, Nachas Achas, No, be Yoser. And he said a bracha. Right? You're not allowed to look? They should have answered, Lonis Kavanah Lehonis? I'm of the Mechol Ofen, Osir. It's against the Rambam who said this Kavanah Lehonis. So what do you do? The Komas have a gulos also dakan shabakam and the honos. Komas shadakan leos vachusos? Even not. What about Zora? If Rashbam was this poor, Miyofia, Morabo Masecha Hashem, that's called Hano. Even though it's Kedusha de Gano, it's still called the Hano. So he didn't have a chance to close his eyes, so he bumped into her in the corner. So what do you see? Also, this dakan v'isha afil mekomas and shadakan leos vachulos, shemiskaven there also. What do you mean, Miskav on the Rose? He just changed words. But Moshe, why did you do this to me? Before he said, Miskav and Lehonos, right? What did he say? What's being a riot from Avodah Zorah? Oh, the Stakel, he would not come on Lehonos. But what did he say at the end? He said, Mekomos HaMagulos Osur Dachos HaMiskav and Lehonos. So then why did he say Miskav and Lehonos? He said Miskav and Lehonos. That's the correct version. Look at the back which you saw. The also the Chalak of Philberchov is in the street. Geshchir v'alkolodem lahabit kefi ha'efsher lemata. Guys, Kiolik b'shuk. Ach lo b'ovet shu porosh kizoy shemakis dav l'ksolim l'ksol d'chaveis that the rabbi was such a tzaddik or some other parish, he'd bang into the walls. What happens if a woman comes to ask me a shayla? Comes to a rabbi to shayla, or a teacher comes to teach you, give you a class. V'chein shebo yishol l'shol l'rab shayla b'nyan yisav ehetim. V'chuyel l'shtado shelo l'habit b'yipafoneo. That's what there's some good, someone, Chaim Kinev, did the women come in there? No way. Won't let a woman in. Can't get in. Can't get in. He's got to his rabbi, he's not got to his daughter. Can't get in. He doesn't want to look at anyone.
He's aware.
He won't look. He won't look. V'chaim chabakash ha'pogei ha'benoshin. Period. So Moshe is a tremendous machmir over here. Even looking at a face, you have to be careful. Why have to be careful? Looking at a face without kavanah lehonos is takamutter. But the fear is, you're going to come the day, hano. But mechusim, Rabbi Ozai, is also what? Is also even kuli kavanah lehonos is also. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said over here. What does Shulchan Aruch say? He says, lahabit biyofya means even what? Her face, which is Megula. V'chosn l'stak of anoshim, sh'obos ala kvisa, when they lift their dresses, so they shouldn't get wet in the river, they should wash on the riverside. That's Oster Abosai, even without kavanah lehonos. Why? It's dark alachasos. Chazanish had a different zog. Chazanish had suggested that it's going to lead to lehano, it's makom ha-mechusa. Okay? This is what either way you slice it. Now the question becomes as follows. I have a question. What does it say over here? Mutter listaka bepnuya. Levodka im yafeli shisen. I don't go on dates here. You're allowed to look at the Rabbi Chalapa told me as follows. That Yushalayah, the minig was, on the first date, he wouldn't look at her. That's the arrangement. Well, how it happened? The girl would walk into the living room, and the girl is sitting down, okay, facing this way. They bring the guy in. She should also sit down next to her, face this way. I would use the telephone against me, but it was ridiculous. Use the telephone. So the first date should be a phone call. It should be. I think that's the right way to do it. Hello, I'll meet you at this, some shots, and hello, I'll meet you at this time. Can I say, nice rap? I called up my wife. So, no, she wasn't expecting my phone call. So the first day was a phone call. I had I not agreed to take her out, or she not agreed to, it was a little bit impolite. So, okay, it was a nice phone call, and Baruch Hashem, the rest is history.
Is that part of the 12th?
Could be. I don't remember. The questions like this, why do that? But that's what he said. And what's the lumpus behind it? Why should a bacha have an image of 15 girls that he went out with, these beautiful women, but he finally marries his wife, but he's not so beautiful? Why they sit to each other and they use the phone? I don't understand. I know the answer why. They want her parents to look at the guy. So they should go to his house. No. He has to come to the house, sit next to the girl without looking at her. After the first date went okay, and they like each other, then he looks at the next date. Kashamati. They're afraid that that it's going to lead to the kavanah lehonos. I'm a shiloh. So how is it a person permitted to look at this young lady who's so beautiful to see that not only is he allowed, royal asses came. You should look at her. And the stock of the pliya means if she's yofa. He just said before in Sifal, you know, look at her, lava be yofa. Rebbeinu Shalom. What's going on over here? Here's my answer. The Easter of the stock of yofa is, as we said before, like the smack of Ramosha. Because of the shmart that we call Dovara, can lead to Tumah Balayla. Rabbosai, the Easter of Hotzah Zer Levatola is only Levatola. It's for no purpose whatsoever. What is the purpose? I'll give you a Gemara. I'll give you a Gemara. We haven't seen any Gemaras in our. Have we seen any Gemara? Have we seen any Gemara today? An hour. We haven't seen one Gemara yet today. We have a Gemara here. We haven't seen one Gemara yet today. I'll show you at least one Gemara. See one Gemara? Talmud Bavli, Rebbe said. Oh, even a Bavli. We made reference to many Gemaras, but we didn't look inside. Watch this Gemara. Going on. How to do that? Exit. All of a sudden, three times. Exit, and then exit two of them. All the same thing. It's also Chaz Shas many times. Here we are. Watch this. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says there's a certain individual who was a fear Rachmana Litzan, he was a post love of a kol because his genital organs were harmed. Right? You know, they have a psu adak kushop and kalashem. Okay? So, how do you know what's going on over there? Kol she'ilu nikri v'nikra apostle v'ilav kosher. If the zera comes out of the body and it rips, makes a hole there, it's possible. If not, it's kosher. V'lam deni rabbeinu. Hechi avdina. This is pretty crazy thing. You have to check him out to see if the zera comes out of his body, is it going to cause a tear in the anatomy there, or yes or no? So the Gemara says that you... How do you get him to be well carried? So you have to do all kinds of crazy things. Ot the kuli alma Yaakov Avinu Havoy. The sibbe koki veracious only shlara carry me yamav. He has all these elaborate things. Mavrinin kame big day tzivonim. You give him a nice garment that belongs to a woman, right away he'll have carry. Amar Rava kuli alma barzila hagiladi was so woman obsessed. Ella, whatever, you find some way or other that he should bother they carry up the ribs his pulse. What's this? Is Mamish Otsoh, Zerel of Atola, Mamish, Mamish? What's the answer? Otherwise, he can't get married. So it's not about Tola, Paket, it's for the purpose of marriage. The pulse can say if there's an infertility issue. It's very common to infertility issues. And they try to do all kinds of invasive things with, as far as the woman is concerned. They won't touch her until they check the man out first. It's crazy they started baiting the woman if it's because of the man, the husband. They'll insist on what they call a sperm sample for the husband. So, there are three ways to get a sperm sample. One is what's called post-coil. After the couple's together, it takes some zera out of the woman. That's the best halakha. The other one is they have a special kind of a condom, which is no spermicides. And the couple's together, and they take the zera. Some don't have it. And the third way is that's not going to help. You need a reel from a jar. A jar? Come out! The answer is not about Tala. It's for the sake of infertility treatments. You have to know what are you treating? You have to know. So I wanted the following. The reason why it's mutter, according to the Shulchan Aruch, for the boy who wants to know if he married this girl or not, is to see if she's Yafa. Even though Chalila could lead to carry, which is very common. He's 21 and she's 20 and she's beautiful. Once she's beautiful, that's what happens by nature. It's not about Tala for the sake of marriage. How do you like that? This leads me to a very interesting question.
So therefore you're allowed to look at her if like you're
not allowed. You must look at her.
You have to.
You must. The Rambam says, we're all asses game. You're supposed to look at her. You go on a date, you make sure to look at her. Don't look down. She'll look down, she'll never see you again. Okay? Forget about it. Forget about it. Not called the Matola. Rav Moshe is a tshuva. Rav Moshe is a tshuva, Rav Osai. What about moch? Moch means a certain thing with they used to put cotton in the woman's body so she should not become pregnant. So the Yisra Matzoh is a Matola. Rav Moshe has an interesting tshuva about this too. Unbelievable tshuva. Unbelievable tshuva, Rav Moshe. Evan or Ezer. Chelik Aleph. The Moshe the Tshuva in Chelik Aleph, Simon Samach Gimel. Very big, long Tshuva about contraception. He was yesterday in Luban until 1935. Can you imagine? To his brother, Rabbi Small. Yeah, a long discussion over here. So Moshe has a tshuva. What if she's a sakana? Chassam Sofer said, even a sakana, it's not allowed. Of course, the question becomes, if it's allowed, why is it allowed at Bosai? So to Moshe, Dabba Chodesh. Batola means the Batola Mamish below Tzorach. Aber b'yesh Tzorach kol mitzvahs ona after yesh shalhod b'al Tzorazu lo haviz ele Batola umutter. That's why a man's allowed to live with his wife. She's at Kora, island is, or she's over, she's postmenopausal. That's why it's mutter. That's why it's mutter. So there are various other cases about moch as well. It's not called a Batola. That's the answer. That's the pshat of all this, Rabosa. Rabosa, what if you're engaged already? What are you engaged already? Old Shaposka talks about this too. In Sivkot and Chavtes. There's no heter anymore. You know you're going to marry her. You have to check her out. You already checked her out. You already got engaged. So by the Chassidim, even the modern Chassidim that they go on dates, they get engaged, he goes off to Israel for 6 months. As long as the Chassidim Yeshiva comes back the day before the wedding, they get married. I'm serious. What's the Chassidim do? You try that. Watch this. Of course, in the Sivas of Shabbos, the Mashma, the Daf Kedei Lishta Enamot to the Stakaba, Aval Yachar Shiduchim, Osir. But the same the Torah has Staklus, want an immaculate Staklus Mishudeches. Why? He's a machmer. This is Rabbi Benjamin Zilber, I believe, wrote this. Why should it be mutter? Why should it be mutter? Well, why is it mutter? Here's the answer. The answer is, it's mutter because he wants to make sure she's really pretty. You know, yeah, what if he looks like they got engaged, and now he's having second thoughts. Also, there's a heter to look at your wife when she's a neder. Why? Because when she go to the mikveh in 2 weeks, so she'll be mutter to you. So the Benjamin Zilber, she'll go to the wedding in 2 months, she'll be mutter to you. That's his basis. Wow. Okay? So just letting you know, it's not a part of the shadow. There are those who are mocked with the shalom. Classical poskim. That's the poshtan in the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Levok, Ibn Yafi, you said, you already made the decision. Okay. Now the word is stakos, Rabosai, means to look carefully. Where does it say that? Where does it say that stakos means to look carefully as opposed to just looking when you're not careful? Watch this. Where's Shulchan Aruch? First Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to come from a funny place. You're going to start laughing where it's coming from. A Mogan Avrom. Mogan Avrom, yeah. Look at the Sias Kapayim. The Sias Kapayim? What? Do with us. Watch this. Look at this. Any Kohanim in the room? One Kohan. When the Kohen Duchen, what do? Lo yistaklu behem. Shouldn't look with the Kohen Duchening, right? So it says. Shalai yisich adaka. Look at Reish Chav Tez, Mashma. The Lashon yistakla Mashma dakla yistakla har beyasur. Avariya b'yama lo mitzira. That's the famous Mogan Avraham. Okay. This is an issue. What's Riyah Be'alma? So back to that Mishnah Berurah that we saw before. Mishnah Berurah said that we saw before. In Zion. What did he say? Watch. Riyah Be'alma lefitumo below Nene is Shari. Watch this. Priba Garden. Derech Lios Mechusa. Zero Seah. Makoma Shabaguf. Afriya Be'alma is Asur. So Riyah Be'alma is also Asur. Makoma Mechusa. Right to Priba Garden. Where do you get it from? Agamar? My brachas we saw. They said, Krishma, what did they say? Ishto. Acheres is Asur. Because it's Stakas. If Riyah Be'alma is Mutta Makoma Mechusa, say no. Tefach Be'acheres. It's also be Krishma, Riyah Be'alma, and Mutta Shalomisha is Krishma. Why did I say Ishto? The Riyah Be'alma, the Malka Machus is also even all the time. And the Chazanish says, you know why it's Asur? A Riyah Be'alma Tsunua will lead to a stakus. The male eye is curious. A part of her body that's supposed to be covered is exposed. Oh, I want to look at Riyah Be'alma. Famous last words, Rabosa. Famous last words. This is stupid, of course, against the Rabbeinu Yonah. Against the Rabbeinu Yonah. It's called the Rabbeinu Yonah. So then, Riyah Be'alma's mutter the Krishma. So it must be talking about Ishta. So therefore, the Raya that we said before is no longer a Raya. Right? No longer a Raya. But it seems to me, and also we could say Ishta the Krishna means even Ishta. Lechem Mishnah didn't like that, but we thought he said it's a Dochak. We thought it's not such a big Dochak. Okay? So the bottom line is, Rabosai, that, are we in Shulchan Aruch? Do we have a Shulchan Aruch here? What is a Shulchan Aruch here? Oh, there, links. Shulchan Aruch. Close a window, I'm closing a window. Okay, close a window. We finish it in a minute. So a couple of windows. More windows. Okay, now I want the Shulchan Aruch. No, I've got it again. What did it say to Shulchan Aruch? What did it say over here? Siman Ayin Hey. What's it? Tevam ish begula bish bavish dar lechatzos for the ishto. Also, Nicholas Krishna Kadega. Okay. That's what it says. V'yesh omim dafka v'yishto. Ish acheres haki lepochus mitevach ha-v'yerva. Hagos ma'ini. That's what shok means. It's a code word for another woman. Right? But what do the mefarshim say about this? Links. Let's take the short version. Where's the Gra? Where did he come from? Ha b'acheres, ha v'ishto the kriyishma. Okay? So, lama le v'ishto. What is he saying? This kasha. Why mention ishto? Acheres is true as well. The answer acheres is even less than a tefach. They don't like the pshat we said of af ishto. They don't like a benyona that is stakos is usher b'acheres. They don't like the kri megodim, riyah b'alma is usher. Ba'acheres kibshuta. That's v'yishta. And b'diyev we saw shal. Rabosai, I don't like to go late. We'll stop here. Mitzvah, remind me, in this sefer, I'll start from Oz Beis. We did Oz Aleph. We'll do Oz Beis, and then we'll go quickly back to Subhatabayan Beis with Siyad HaDishmai. We'll come back to Brachos later. Okay, good.